News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now we're joined by Billy Boozer, Chief Product Officer of Truth Social. Billy, you were responsible for building Donald Trump's social platform. It looks like he's on the verge of returning to the White House. Explain to us Irish listeners how a convicted felon can be elected. Just talk us through why you think that has happened.
Yeah, I mean, in our country, what we've seen over the last few years is the weaponization of our judicial system against a political opponent. And it's been very clear that for the most part, many of these cases that have been brought against him have been fraudulent or cases that would have never been brought in normal society, but because he represents a political ideology that is different than the ideology that is represented in those institutions, it was used as a weapon against him. And so I think what we've seen tonight is a rebuke and a pushback against political lawfare that my hope is that we don't see any pendulum swing back to where, you know, there's any retributive actions.
I do want to get to why you think Donald Trump won, but a lot of people here would say, look, it was not the judicial system and its actions had nothing to do with what happened in January 2020. And if that had happened in any other democracy, the person who arguably incited that, and many people would believe incited that, would never get near to being elected again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think one, it's important to note what he did get convicted as a felon of. It had nothing to do with the January 20 actions.
No, I realize that, but you raised the various cases that were taken against him, and I'm just asking you about those events in January 2020.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that conservatives believe is that when you are going to air your grievances with your government, you go to government buildings to do so. You don't go burn down Main Street businesses like the left did in many of the riots that happened in our country throughout the years.
You don't burn down government buildings, though.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any government buildings burned down during January 6th. Doesn't mean that people didn't do bad things during that time. But for what it's worth, where you go to go protest actions of your government is the government buildings, not somewhere where your peers and your family members.
Let's get to why you think he won, Billy. One thing that strikes me about this is that this is, regardless of, and looking at it dispassionately, this is a victory for blue collar and working class voters. It is they that came out and voted in large numbers for Donald Trump. And interestingly, not just white blue collar workers, but a significant proportion of black and Hispanic blue collar workers.
Yeah, that was a direct response to the wokeism in our country becoming pervasive in the daily lives of Americans. It was a direct response of the economic conditions that led to people losing their jobs. And it was also a direct response in people feeling as though their voices in a country that predicates its basic freedoms on the ability to be able to communicate ideas freely. And it was very clear that every one of those segments that you're speaking about felt disenfranchised at a point in time in the last 4 years, different than they had felt disenfranchised in any other administration. And I think one thing that's amazing about President Trump is that he speaks from an authentic perspective. He speaks to the people that he's having conversations with. He doesn't speak through them or he doesn't speak above them. He speaks in normal, everyday speech. And I think that in itself endears him with the everyman, if that's what you're looking at.
Billy Boozer, former Chief Product Officer of Truth Social.
That's correct.
Thank you indeed for talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.